Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 103.7 KISS FM. Hi.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ. We made it to Monday morning. That's our little victory this morning, is that we made it, DZ. That's
about it, yeah.
And that's where we draw the line on this show.
My little victory for today and only the day is, yeah, that we made it. I awoke.
We're at work. Here we are. Nobody's changed the clock in the studio, so it says 7-something right now, but it's really 6:26.
It's still reeling, and then a few people might still be struggling with that, too. Honestly, it affected the boys this time around. They woke up early.
I thought of you yesterday, because mine are now entering the teenage years, and you are in the hell on earth. Whenever the daylight saving time hits, people with toddlers hate their life.
And all of a sudden, it's like a full moon happens,
DZ,
and these kids don't know what to do with themselves.
You don't know how many Facebook and Instagram posts I put up over the years at 4 a.m. going, I hate you, daylight saving time, with my kids wide awake at 4 in the morning and a thumbs up going, hi.
Hey.
Yeah. So
we hanging out. We just vibing. No, we're not vibing. Go back to bed.
The good news I have for you is it's not forever. This was my first year not affected by the time change. The children just slept through it. You'll get there too, DZ.
It gets better?
It does. It just takes 10 years. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Allie, you the light at a distant tunnel, bro.
I'm not helping very much today. That's for sure. Let me tell you that.
The little victory is that we're here, though, and it does get better. Uh-huh. That's another little victory in 10 years.
We're going to start doing little victories at the beginning of the show every day. This is just a warm-up. We're going to start warming you guys up for this before we get into the question of the day. And so today, your little victory is you made it through the time change. It's Monday. If you're listening, you're up and you're trying to do something with your life today. So congrats. You did it.
And even if you're struggling a little bit, you still doing it, ain't you?
You made it. Good job. You ready for the question of the day?
Nope.
Too bad. Here we go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking weekends. That's what we always do on Monday. We like to hear about what you did in southeastern Wisconsin over the weekend. And my weekend, the highlight, I wish I could say it was your son turning one.
Yeah.
It was, but it was also the Bucks game.
I saw you all weekend. That's crazy.
I know. I followed you everywhere this weekend. First, I came to the Bucks game on Saturday, and we lost in 0.3 seconds left. That was the most depressing moment ever.
Why'd you have to bring the room down like that?
We're not going
to
talk about the Bucks or the Packers, actually, at this moment. We're going to move
on. Cool.
And
I'm good
then
with that.
I had a great time visiting you yesterday to celebrate your son's first birthday.
I don't know how we got here, y'all.
Dude, my other friends were like, Danny's one. I'm like, on November 13th, DZ and Aaron's son is one.
Turns one.
Uh-huh.
It's happening. And we just decided to, celebrate when we could.
You're busy.
Than when we can't.
We're busy. You're busy.
And his birthday's in the middle of the week,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, and we work. Kind of got full-time jobs. We're busy. So we picked a weekend that made sense for us, man. Mm-hmm. And yesterday happened to be the day. So
it was great.
We celebrated. Had some people over. Low-key.
Did you see where I end up every time at your house? In between your mom and Aaron's mom. It's like we're just vibing.
Mom club.
The mom club. It's like no matter which way I go, I end up with your mom and Aaron's mom hanging out. Like, that's where we are. I'm like, what up, ladies?
sorry, Brooke, because at one point I was like, where's Allie? Like, I know y'all just got here, but like, wait, where'd you go?
I age-wise am stuck in the middle. I'm right in between you and your parents, age-wise. I vibe with both of you.
You closer in my age, though.
Obviously. Well, emotionally and mentally, yes. I'm much closer to 31, but...
Well, even age years, though.
How old is your mom?
Like,
yeah.
My mom is like 20 years older than you.
Fine. Though. I just like to pretend like I'm an old soul at times.
Right. Like, and I feel that. I'm an old soul, too. But arguably, we closer in age.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I can go with all you guys.
You vibe because it's the mom energy, though. That's why you vibe with them. You know, you ready to take care of somebody real quick.
True. But that was one of the highlights of my weekend. You're right, actually. Was coming over to your house for the first birthday party. What's your weekend recap?
Well, I mean, kind of the same. We had the same weekend, stalker.
Who, me? Yeah. Dude, and by the way, I was texting your co-host from the Bucks, and he said, does DZ know you're here? And I go, is this a joke? You think I didn't tell DZ I was coming to the Bucks game? He's the entertainment host of the game? What the hell, dude?
Right. Of course he knows I'm here. And then he came up to me after, was like, bruh, Allie was here. And I was like, oh, yeah, I knew that. My bad, bruh. Like, I didn't tell you. I'm sorry. You know Allie, too. Duh.
Does DZ know you're here? No, I told everyone but DZ, you dummies.
Fish.
So the first.
Allie, sneaky.
Sneaky. So the Bucks game and your child's first birthday were our weekend. It was our weekend recap.
Our weekend recap. We held hands through the whole weekend.
It was great. And even Aaron showed up for the party.
I can't stand you.
I know.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so I'm going to pull up the text messages, and you can even send us a voice message now on the Odyssey app, which we love because you guys are inappropriate, just like DZ and I.
We appreciate y'all. Go ahead, keep racking those up. We love them.
Please, Lord, we love it. So let's just get into it this morning. She's on day 3 trying to get a theme song, so I'm going to pull her up first. Kyla in Sheboygan. Hi, Kyla.
Good morning.
Good morning. DZ and I had the Bucks game, and then I followed him as well to his house for his kid's birthday party. What did you do this weekend?
I know. You guys had a super fun weekend. So my daughter is in between sports right now, so we had a free weekend, and I spent hours blowing leaves.
You know what? I did that yesterday, but it was kind of it kind of feels good. It's kind of cathartic to go out there with a blower. Y'all. Yeah.
I got to let y'all know, I've recently learned that if you want to help your grass, the experts are actually saying leave the leaves. Yep, don't pick them up. Don't brush them.
You know what? I saw a meteorologist say that, and I was like, I know it's good for the ecosystem, but my neighbors, it's not good for my health because they hate me if I don't pick up the leaves.
Well,
so
they don't know.
We're kind of in the middle of the woods, so we have like... feet of leaves that we do have to clear some, but we leave them in the flower beds for that reason.
Got it. Okay. So she knows what's up. There's too many to keep ahead.
Adulting weekend over here.
Mm. Wait, what sports are your kids in between right now? What two sports?
Volleyball and basketball.
I knew it was volleyball. I was going to say it's volleyball and something. Because my friends are on a volleyball break right now.
Could have been basketball, could have been wrestling, could have been indoor track. Yep. Could have been a multitude of things.
Volleyball and basketball. Nice. So, like the shortest season and then the longest season.
Well, really though. Good luck with basketball when that starts. Hope you enjoyed the free weekend. We love you, Kyla.
Yes, you too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, day 4.
She's one of those parents that's like my neighbors. They just keep going every weekend. I'm like, what sport are you at this weekend?
What's this weekend?
Tell me all about it.
What state are y'all in? Because in today,
I'm guessing that you know it's something I don't know about. All right, she's calling from Tishigan this morning, and I believe she has a theme song. DZ,
Karen, so,
my girl, Karen in Tishigan. She called 5 days in a row. That's what Kyla and Sheboygan's working towards right now. That's why we say day 3 with her. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi. How was your weekend? Tell us something cool you did this weekend.
It was great. Well, Saturday was our last day. My daughter and I were on a mother-daughter cruise, and we were on the high seas enjoying by some vitamins.
Oh.
Well, I won't say that, but we were getting the sun.
She said I won't say that.
I won't say the last part, but you know.
You laughed at me last time.
We did last time because she said D.
Vitamin D. Karen, just say it.
She was talking about the D. No. Say it. Karen.
We got lots of sunshine.
We love you so much, Karen.
Karen said, I'm not saying I got vitamin D this weekend. No, I'm not.
I shall not get got.
Fine. Well, Karen, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're glad you enjoyed the vitamin D.
She is so funny. She's like, I'm not going to say it. No, you absolutely
nope,
not.
Nope,
no. Next up is someone who just earned her theme song. Congratulations. She's now Michelle in Greenfield, not Hartford, because she moved. We've never actually had somebody move. How's Greenfield?
Air quotes on Greenfield.
Amazing. Amazing. My sister's close by. Aww. I've seen her a handful of times, so that makes my day.
Nice. What's something cool you did this weekend, Michelle?
Allie, don't judge.
I'm gonna.
Wait. Uh-oh. I was just gonna say. Wait,
I'm gonna.
I finished putting up my Christmas tree. Decorations and all.
Oh, God.
Bye, Michelle. Have a good day.
I hung up. You know what? I hung up on her.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me talk to you about this for a minute.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no,
dude,
Michelle.
I really did hang up on her. Michelle, I love
did you,
but
really?
Yeah. No, I really did.
Oh, Michelle.
I really
I thought
did.
You were joking.
No. You said hang
Michelle,
up.
We
I did.
Love you, but no. But not today, no.
Not
no,
today.
No.
I called
no.
my kids this weekend because as I was having fun with you, they were at their dad's. And when I called them on Saturday, all of their Christmas stuff was up. And they go, look what our stepmom did. I go, what the hell? I go, now I gotta put it up. Forget
the
y'all.
The world is aggressive. Why, man?
Yeah. So I'm now seeing, I've got a competition.
No, you don't. You could be the opposition.
Dude.
There's no competition. Wait
tell
until the
what.
25th.
Tell
Might as well wait
what.
Until the 24th.
I'd rather not. I swear. You know what? I'm moving on. Joni in Hartford, good morning. Please tell me you did not put up Christmas decorations this weekend, Joni. Please.
I did
you
not. See?
Oh, thank goodness.
Too ornery.
Pew.
I agree. Way too ornery.
That's what we're saying, Joni. That's why we hung up.
Joni said she was ornery. Well, what's something cool you did this weekend, Joni? Did you hunt down Michelle for leaving your city?
No.
What'd you do?
I ended up watching the Minnesota Vikings game.
Oh, well, never mind. The
well,
Vikings
we can also
game?
Hang up on Joni.
I did.
Bye, Joni. We on a roll this
Listen,
morning, baby. Woo!
You know, there's been two things have happened. A time change, and it's dark out, you know, too early in the morning. Because I'm on one, man. It's too dark.
We
it's
are.
Dark at night at 4 p.m., and now it's dark at 4 a.m. I cannot. You're all getting hung up on.
What's that old cheer that said B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E, aggressive. B-E, aggressive. We aggressive.
Well, last but not least, let's see if this guy irritates us.
You can tell everybody.
You might as well hang up now. Go ahead, drop
them.
Nope. Bye.
Ryan, the world didn't ask me to hang up on two people. I just did, okay? The universe handed me that this morning. I can't help it.
My fingers are crossed that I don't get hung up on, but I'm used to it anyway. So
tread lightly.
No
All right,
the finger's hovering, my boy.
What did you do this weekend? Don't say anything about the Vikings or anything else.
Don't say the other word because the other word doesn't get mentioned until after the Thanksgiving.
The C word. The C word.
Yeah.
The actual C word. We don't say it till after Black Friday.
Yes, correct.
At least.
You got it. So what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, we had a chillax weekend. I cleaned up the yard. I finally was able to tackle my own yard. I've tackled so many other people's yards.
Ah.
I finally was able to cut my own grass this weekend.
Nice.
One of the 10,000 jobs he has, he finally was able to do it at his own house.
He said,
look at you.
This.
It was a forest. I couldn't believe how long my grass was.
You know how you know you're old? When you call a radio station, you go, I spent all weekend mowing my grass. It was so long, my
I
lord.
I mowed the
wow,
lawn.
Y'all.
Yeehaw.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. Hello.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I am reading all of your texts. And DZ, there are other parents texting in who also struggled with the time change but made it through.
From, we're here.
That have littles. So I'm very happy. Thank God all of you made it. My kids teacher, Mrs. Doucette, loves to text in. She goes, craft show at Nathan Hale and survive the time change with my two littles. It's tough when you have littles.
It's tough. Hey, but we make it, man, even if we gotta fake it, man.
Mm-hmm. Kristen and Delavan texted in right above that and said she's going through a divorce, so she rearranged her house to get rid of him and make it her own.
Okay. Okay, I respect that.
Oh,
good,
man.
You, girl.
And then we got one voice message from Sarah in Hartford, who has a theme song. Listen to what she said to us here. Let me see if I can pull this up.
Oh my gosh, Allie. This is Sarah from Hartford. Just wanted to leave a message here letting you know that my husband officially says that he is upset with you because we binge-watched Love is Blind this weekend, and he got hooked.
So he's mad you got him on Love is Blind.
You can leave a voice message for us now on our app. Right next on the Listen Live page, it says send a voice message. That's how you send those. And Sarah in Hartford, that is hysterical because I went off about Love is Blind on Friday for Am I the Jerk?
Yep.
For the sperm donor issue, which you got to listen back to hear.
You missed it. Go back on the Odyssey. Oh, crazy. It's on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. You can go back. We're there. Odyssey
leave
app.
Leave us a voice note and listen back to the show. It's wild that you can do these things.
I even heard we're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, too, but you have to look for yourself.
What?
Yeah. You're welcome. All right. So thanks to everyone who texts, who sends voice messages. We see you, but we got to get into what would DZ do. You ready?
Oh, do we? Yeah. And it's a hard gear switch because I'm on you today.
Oh, yeah. I you're coming for your wife, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Can I say that out loud?
Oh, yeah. And I'll say it back to back. I'm coming for you, Aaron.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he's like, she better be listening right now. Here we go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Why are you being so mean to Aaron? Let your wife live.
Nope, not today, dog.
Okay, what is the issue? I really need to hear this before I judge.
Aaron's struggling, bro.
Why?
Like, and she's on the struggle bus right now, and it's partly because we had a pretty long weekend, a lot to do.
Uh-huh.
Right? It was busy.
Work. Yeah.
And then we had people over for Danny's birthday.
You had a full house yesterday that house was packed.
So packed it's, out.
You had a lot happening yesterday in your life.
We said an open house, and people thought we meant like the house was just open for y'all to kick it all day. No, we thought we were said come and go as you please. People came and stayed. And stayed.
I was there for 30 minutes and I thought I overstayed my welcome, if you want me to be honest. Owen had some chicken chili and then we bolted.
We hit it. We came, hey, we showed up. Y'all saw us, we saw y'all, hello, goodbye.
But then
Where did
Aaron have an issue with all this?
So the misstep happens when Aaron hurts her neck. Yesterday,
oh,
right? We're getting
no.
ready, setting the party up, whatever, setting
oh,
up
no.
the open house for Danny's first birthday, and Aaron hurts her neck and continues to go and go and go and nonstop, and I get it. We don't really have the luxury to, like, stop right now,
mm-hmm.
but then this morning, dog, mind you, we both work, gotta get up roughly at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting up, doing our due diligence.
She's a third grade teacher, so she gets up at the butt crack of dawn too, dude. Yep.
And mm-hmm. and she's an early riser because she likes to get there early, you know, finish up, be there, prepare her day. She's not the get there last second kind of person. But, she's just not.
Yeah, you're either the stay before or stay after a lot of these. Yep.
Right. And she's the go before kind of girl.
Totally.
So. She's trying to get up, and she screams in agony this morning. So I'm talking about screams in agony. Pain, says her neck, stiff, can't move, can't look to the left, can't lift her arm. I look at her. I help her get up in bed, literally, mm-hmm. physically have to lift her like I'm a dang hospice nurse.
Oh, no.
Lift her out of bed, and I'm like, are you okay right now? What is wrong? She's like, I cannot look. I cannot move. I need you to, like, help me stand up.
What?
So basically, I carry her to stand up out of bed.
Yeah.
And she goes, I can't. I can't lift my arm. I can't. I'm like, dog, are you sure you're okay?
No.
I think you should call in to work today. And she's a teacher, so it's hard to do. But I literally know she is incapable of functioning properly. So I go, baby, I think you should call in. Like, mm-hmm. immediately, I'm like, I know you don't want to hear this, but you are bad.
Yeah.
And I'm in pain myself. For me to tell you, you look bad.
Yeah.
You look bad.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I can't. I don't. I gotta go in. This, that, and the third. Well, I gotta be there. It's too late. And it's not, mind you, I'm sorry, it's not too late for her to have called in at this point in the morning.
Right.
She had more than enough time to figure some stuff out. So I'm going, how can I help you? She can't even pick up our baby, bruh. Our 1-year-old. She can't even pick him up.
So, like, do you guys go to the doctor? Or you two just throw your backs out every other day? You two are a hot mess. I feel like I need to intervene now with you two. You're both the damn problem. It's not just Aaron. I see you throw your back out daily.
Hold on, it's right. What should DZ doing? DZ is not the subject. It's my wife. Back up off me, dog.
When neither of you can pick the other up, I'm going to have to drive to Bayview to pick you both up. Because that's where we're headed, okay?
But what should I do in this scenario? What should I genuinely do in this scenario? Because I tried to give her advice. I tried to give her help. And it's not that she's rejecting it, right? She's receptive and going, yeah, I hear you. But she's not listening to any of it. She's still picking up the boys. She's still yelling in agony. She's still talking about how she's got to go to work. She can't do nothing. So what can I do? What should I do in this scenario? Do I just let it be? Do I just ignore her clear cries in pain and agony? Do I just go, all right, baby, you clearly, you know, you just got to do it, right? Like, but then again, I'm also understanding that she's a grown woman.
Who's
and
more
will
stubborn?
Do what she well so pleases.
Who's more stubborn, you or Aaron?
It depends on the day, for real. It depends on the day. Depends on the topic and depends on the day, because we're both quite stubborn, for real.
Fair enough.
I will be honest. We were both hella stubborn.
And could this problem be fixed with a doctor visit or no?
I think it could be fixed by maybe going into the doctor if she needs pain medicine, if she needs acupuncture, if she needs to go to a chiropractor, if she needs to go to a masseuse, if she needs to stretch.
Yeah, you never know.
Whatever. The heating pad, I don't care what it is, but she just went, she just got up and got going with her day like nothing was wrong. She can't even, it took her 6 minutes to put socks on, dog. Like, what?
6 minutes?
It took her forever this morning to get dressed.
Literally said, oh my God, DZ, I'm feeling your pain. Aaron, call into work, girl, and go to the Cairo. Love, Bella.
At least for the one time, bro. But what do I do? How do I help? What should I say? How can I? Because I'm honestly genuinely frustrated about it, because she's just being stubborn in this case. And I went, listen,
oh, the
irony. I gave you my 2 cents. Mm. I told you already. Mm. What?
Oh,
what?
The irony.
What's that face for?
The face is that you sound just like me when I'm telling you and you got your back thrown out and you're going, I'm fine. And we're on the air and we're in the middle of a segment and you're keeling over going, ugh! And I go, you okay? You go, I'm fine. And we continue on with the show as DZ is off, I can see him in the studio hunking over like, oh God, I'm going to die. Oh my God.
Sitting awkward.
So irony is you're doing the same thing Aaron's doing. So how does it feel when your friends don't take care of themselves, DZ? How does it feel?
Forget you, dog.
Okay, how do we know for real though, you guys? For real. Sorry. That's a real moment.
Too real.
Now your wife's texting me. Never mind. 414-533-1037. I'm scared of your wife. I'm not scared of you.
Rightfully so, G. What?
So the problem is DZ's wife, Erin, basically threw her back out. She's got to go teach third grade.
Neck.
It's all connected.
She's wrenched, bro. She can't look to the left and she can't lift her arm at all. So I'm like, what? You can't go to work. And she's like, I'm going.
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, your wife did text me something positive, but I'm going to save it until on the other side. How's that? I'll tell you what she said. Maybe I'm not so mad at Aaron anymore. What should DZ do, though?
So you're just mad at me?
Yep, pretty much.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem is your wife threw her back out, DZ.
Yeah.
And we have lots of...
No, her neck. Why are you...
I mean, neck. I don't know.
I threw my back out. Well, I threw my...
Okay, can I tell you something, though? Your spine, neck, it's all connected.
But her neck is what's aggressively, like, bad right now. She can't look to the left. She can't lift her arm. And she's going, I don't really know what to do. Well, and I'm going, well, you need to rest and you need to stay home. And she's not listening to me.
She texted me and said she has a physical therapy appointment today. And if it wasn't for her neck, but it is now. So I just want to say Aaron's doing more than you are today for this, but I digress. Okay, should we get to the phones?
I guess.
All right, we'll start with our girl in Racine. You call 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song, like Amanda in Racine. Nice. Way to hit it. She said nailed it.
Definitely.
All right, Amanda. DZ is a mess, just like Aaron. I want that to be known. He's not saying that.
That's okay.
She said,
we're all
I
a mess.
Too.
Oh, we're all a mess. But I'm trying to help my wife's mess before I help my own mess. Let's be honest. I'm just being real about what I'm doing.
This is like when they tell you to put your face mask on first when you're on a plane, the oxygen mask, and you don't. And now your wife's going down too with you because you didn't put the mask on. And see, DZ, here we go. You're both going down.
I ain't gonna lie to you. My thought process every time I hear that when we fly is, yeah, no, I'm gonna put it on my peoples first, and then I'll get mine on. Thanks for the advice, though.
That doesn't work. That doesn't, when you're laid out. Now here you are. It doesn't work.
Selfish thinking for yourself. That's never how I've operated, bro.
I've
always thought about
the plane freaking out.
Okay, Amanda, maybe I shouldn't have put you on for this analogy.
Amanda? I'm trying to help my wife with her mask.
What's your advice, Amanda?
So, you know, normally how I handle these situations is when I'm not feeling good, I'll normally take some medications, over-the-counter meds, act like I'm doing just fine, and then I'll go home and take a nap.
A nap. It always solves all your problems.
Yeah, take a nap.
Sounds about right. I was trying to convince her to do that, but she didn't listen to me. Wow. So maybe she'll listen to you now.
Fine. Take a nap.
Yeah.
That was not...
I'm the voice of reason.
I'm so underwhelmed by your advice today, Amanda. I'm not going to lie, but thank you.
Yeah, I'm probably going to take a nap later myself.
She said bye. Going night-night now.
Okay. Thanks, Amanda. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Tell me sleeping doesn't make you feel better, though. Honestly, when you are... And she did say this morning, though, it's like, I think it's just from the way I was sleeping, so maybe sleeping won't help her right now.
Well, I don't know. Well, let's go to Audrey, who calls. We call her Audrey in Detroit, even though she's in Racine.
Because she's from Detroit.
She's got her own theme song, though. Audrey, good morning.
Good morning. In the famous words of the YouTuber, leave Aaron alone.
You know what? Good backup today. Good backup. Thank you for that, Audrey. What's your advice for DZ? Because I'm telling you, he's painting it as just Aaron, but I watch him every day struggle. He's in pain. They're both in pain now. Here we
what
are.
What was it? Yeah. I think it's just the mom in her. You know, she's got to get up. She got to get going. But DZ, what you can do is you can book her a masseuse appointment on top of her physical therapy appointment. Be like, you go, I know your neck be really hurting, but I'm trying to make it a little bit better and maybe pick up a little bit of her slack, even though she doesn't want you to. Maybe if you get home early, a little bit of the chores.
He already does, Audrey. He gets home early and he already takes care of the kids in the afternoon. But what you're missing is DZ as well is struggling physically, but he's leaving that part out.
Couples massages.
Now we're talking.
Now y'all having, now I'm spending double the money. When did I get roped into this?
Yeah, but you're gonna get laid, so it's gonna work out for you. And then you guys are gonna be in pain again.
How about we just massage each other? How about that? Forget the couple massages.
I'll tell you why. You can't massage each other because you can't even move.
Because we can't move.
What are you talking about right now, dude?
Dang it. Hey, when you're right, you're right.
I know.
Audrey, actually, don't hate the advice. Maybe book her a little something. I do know her schedule, so I can figure out when's a good time for her and say, hey, this is set.
Perfect.
Not bad. Not bad.
All right. We tried.
You guys have a great day.
You too. You too, Audrey. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Let's go to the text quick. They said if she can't drive, is this Destiny? If she can't drive, she can't go to work. Or hotbox the car and she won't feel any pain by the time she gets there. Destiny!
What are you...
That's it.
No. No, Destiny. No.
I cannot with
Jesus.
This girl. Well, luckily for you, we have one more person on the phone who actually wants to come to your backup today, DZ. How does that feel?
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
It feels good. I need some backup.
David in Maguanago is on the phone, and he was worried about you. Not going to lie. Hi, David.
Hello. Good morning. DZ, do you need anything right now?
Help. That's what I need. Assistance.
Way to paint me as the insensitive one here. You know what? Screw you, David.
You're my life alert, my boy. Save me.
Right? DZ, man, I think you need to keep a happy wife, happy life, but you can only ask if she needs anything. If she says no, you better record that conversation.
Ooh, that part.
Take receipts.
Actually, David, you're giving me advice. I'm going to record DZ as well. So when he's laying on the ground, I'm going to be like, you said you needed nothing, my guy. You said you were good. Seriously, though, David, how do we get them both healthy? They have little kids they got to pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the idea of couples massage.
Same.
You can't go wrong with that. Mm-hmm. You get her something and you get yourself something, and you're not being selfish about it.
Somebody
and that's something we've never done.
That's true. Somebody texted in, and I did think about this. Do you guys need a new mattress? That crossed my mind at one point. How old's your bed?
Aaron said that maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I didn't think that it was accurate, but y'all might be onto something. We've had our bed for like 5-6 years now.
How? Oh, that's not that long.
It's not that long.
But you might need...
And it's one of those memory foam mattresses, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and yeah, you know, it gets its wear and tear, you fam.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and that's why they both threw their neck and back out. Goodbye. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We made it through the time change, I think.
Barely, kind of. Still figuring it out. We're still figuring it out.
This was my first year where my kids were not up at like 4 a.m. And as I got up and had a normal Saturday or Sunday morning, I thought of you, DZ, and I thought, DZ's in hell right now. He's going through what I used to go through for years on end when I had littles, and now they're not so little. But the time change is a nightmare with little kids, and you know what I'm talking about.
It was the worst time for it to happen, too, because they ended up not even napping that day. So it was like they woke up early on top of no nap. Boy, it was bad.
I feel like I have yearly posts put up where I'm like, here we are again on daylight saving me and my 2 and 4 year old, and I hate my life right now. Like, there's like a yearly post from that every year on the time change where I'm angry. I'm up at 4 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning on a Sunday, everybody. It's the worst.
Knowing nobody's looking at that post for another 3 hours except for you.
Well, and the funny thing is, you know, Hudson and Owen, they have phones now. So Hudson, they came home from their dad's yesterday and he goes, what time is it? And I go, well, look at your phone. He goes, my phone didn't change. I go, all the phones change. It's correct
now. Automatic.
He goes, oh. And he went and looked. He goes, oh, okay. It changed. It's good. And I'm like, you're good. The only thing you have to change is the microwave and the oven, my guy. We're good.
Even then, do you really?
No, I did not. My car even does itself. You know what I mean? Does yours?
Your car? Oh, yeah. My car does itself, too.
It changes itself now, which it didn't used to. I mean, 10 years ago, you were still changing it manually. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of our cars is a little older, so we still have to manually change it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we made it. I did not appreciate the darkness at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m., but it's fine. Coming up next, though, DZ, guess who's going to join us on Am I the Jerk today?
We got a special guest for Am I the Jerk?
We have a very special guest.
Okay, who?
He goes by the name Hudson.
Buddy boy!
He's 11, and he's going to call in because he really upset me at the store yesterday. Really what? Upset me, and we got into it.
Oh?
And I was like, you're a jerk. He's like, no, I'm not. And he said, perfect. Everybody's going to agree with me, Mom, that I'm not the jerk. So, I'll tell you what happened next. Get ready.
Okay,
who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, are you ready for this one?
I believe so, yeah. Well, I like the special guest.
You do. Of course you do. I wonder who you're going to side with, though. That's what I'm really not sure about.
You don't even got to guess. You know who I'm siding with.
Knock it off. It better be me.
Unc DZ be holding it down for the youngins.
Whatever. Hi, Hudson. Nope. Good morning.
Hi.
So my 11-year-old, Hudson Michael, welcome to the show. How are you, bud?
Good.
Well, I told DZ you were going to join us today for Am I the Jerk because you and I got into it at Walmart yesterday. Let's just talk about it. You ready?
You fought your mom?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
I think I'm ready. Yeah, actually, I do, because you made me mad at Walmart. So we went to Walmart, and we started out where I was going to get a gift card for your son's first birthday. This involves you, DZ. Did I tell you that?
No, you did not.
This actually...
So I'm involved in this, too, somehow.
You're very involved in this. You and your whole family are involved in this without even knowing it. Okay?
Oh, dang. Okay.
So Hudson and I go to the store. I wanted an In-N-Out. I couldn't find a gift card that made sense for me. So I said, we're going to get toys. We're going over to the toy section.
Toy section? Yeah.
So we walk over to the toy section. I start finding things for Sammy, even though it's not Sammy's birthday. It's Danny's first birthday. Yeah, but Sammy's birthday was in July, and I got him stuff for his birthday, but he's my nephew. So every time I'm in the toy section, if I'm buying something for Danny, I'm buying something for Sammy, period.
That's just okay. That's how Auntie Allie's rolling.
I'm following.
And then Hudson killed my vibe.
What do you mean killed the vibe, though?
Hudson?
I was like, it's not his birthday. You can't just get someone something just because they're your nephew.
And I said, yes, I can. Why not?
No, you can't.
Why? And he said, it's not his birthday. And I said, I don't care.
Yeah. You mm-hmm. want to bring a little something? What made you say that she couldn't do that, Hud?
Because, like, it's not your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you could just randomly bring him a gift sometime, but not on somebody else's birthday, especially if it's in the same household.
And this is why, because when it's their birthday, I always say to them, it's not about you, it's about your brother, and you're not getting anything today. So he's taking that logic and using it back on me, and I said, that's fair, Hudson, when it's my children. But these aren't my children. These are my nephews. So it's just like an auntie or a grandma.
And we spoil them.
And we spoil them. Well, no, they just get more gifts than you would.
Yeah.
I don't have to teach them lessons like I have to teach you lessons. That's for Aaron and DZ to do.
Well,
they can teach them.
Then.
Well, I don't want to teach him. No, I want to spoil him with gifts. So there we are, DZ, at the store. And Hudson, my 11-year-old, is going, you cannot buy Sammy a gift today because it's not his birthday and it's not about him. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. So I thought, well, people are going to be split on this one because some are going to say, Hudson's right. It's not about Sammy, why are you showing up with a gift to Danny's birthday party? And I'm like, because I can. But some are also going to say, who cares? You know,
no, his
let
logic
her spoil.
His logic is 100% respectable and commendable because, yeah, it isn't his day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about him. And you've technically taught him to think this way and acknowledges
the
such.
I am the problem.
And I understand when he said, any other day, if you wanted to come by today, tomorrow, the day before the party even, and bring Sammy a little something, bet. But since we're celebrating Danny, the celebration should be about Danny that day.
So I should not have brought a gift to Danny's birthday party for the 3-year-old Sammy because it's not his day, like Hudson said.
Like Hudson said, I do agree with his logic, but I also gotta say, you know what to do, and you know what you were doing, which is keeping both kids happy.
That's right. So that they and both smile when they see Auntie Allie.
I'm not going to cap. I got to go with your side on this, Allie. I'm sorry, Hud.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Hud. I got to say,
yes.
Not the jerk, bro.
Oh, Hudson, I really didn't see it going that way. I'm sorry, Hudson.
Guess what? I do want to see Sammy not smiling.
Now he's mad at him. Now he's mad.
We've created a villain.
Hudson's
the
villain.
This is his origin story.
He was being a jerk yesterday anyway.
Sammy was hysterical. Sammy, every time his cousins would build a tower, Sammy out of nowhere would come through and go, and knock it down, and just was on repeat over and over and over and over.
And it got annoying.
I thought it was hysterical, but the kids did not.
Nope. Well, and the thing is,
but Auntie Allie brought him a gift, didn't she?
Sure did.
I brought him the biggest Paw Patrol fire truck you've ever seen in your life.
And you heard him within the first 2 seconds of him getting it, too.
And when he acted naughty, I went, yeah, but I got your fire truck.
You're good. You're fine. This is good. He loves that toy. He tried to take it to daycare today. I just want you to
it's
know.
It's fine. He can have it. It's all his. It's a hand-me-down from the boys. So, Mike, actually, I came in with a hand-me-down. So that was my medium solution for you, was I gave Sammy that truck, but it was not new.
It's new to him? What you mean?
New
it's
to
new
him.
To him.
All right. Well, Hudson, I'm sorry. DZ's going with me today. Would you like to...
I got a side... I would, Allie, sorry.
You want to state any more points to your case before we take calls, Hudson?
It's just to think about it. When we were babies.
Oh, no. Okay.
Did you do the same thing?
No, because I said, you're my children. I did not.
I did not.
I only got stuff for you. And I only get you stuff on your birthday.
They're going to grow up. They're going to think that they're going to. But wait, they're going to think that they're just going to get everything they want.
Hey, that's actually really valid because Sammy has this instinct to think that no matter what or who is being celebrated, that he's getting
presents.
It's
about him.
And it's, you are setting a crazy negative precedent,
I know. But then I don't know. That's not my problem.
Ooh, I might be switching sides. Ooh, you better hang up on Hudson quick. I might be switching sides.
Hudson, have a great day at school. I love you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye. All right, he's man. Gone. He's gone. He's, all right.
He brought some real solid points.
He used my point on me, which was that it's not his birthday, which I used to say to them on each other's birthday, and I still do, you know?
And you're creating the expectation that he's always going to get a present now, bro. He might have just swayed me on the last part, bro. Okay. You shouldn't have let him talk anymore. You shouldn't have let him say the last 2 cents.
Fine. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. And we're going to say, am I the jerk? So am I the jerk for bringing a gift for both kids on Danny's birthday? Is that the question? Yes.
That's the question.
That's the question, because Hudson says total jerk. And I say not the jerk. And DZ, you're on whose side again now? Who are you landing on?
I am on the fence because Hudson is quite persuasive, G, for real. For real, for real.
All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, we already had my 11-year-old Hudson. He called in and he stated his case as to why he thinks I'm the jerk, because I went to the store to get a gift for your son Danny for his first birthday party yesterday. And then I said, but we also got to get Sammy something because I want to spoil him and he's three and Auntie Allie wants to. And he goes, you can't do that. It's not his birthday.
He checked you. He checked you. He said, that's not his day.
Mm-hmm. He sure did, didn't he? Fine.
Then you still brought something though, didn't you?
Damn right. You're damn right I did. Let's go to Maddie. Maddie in New Berlin. Hi, Maddie. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Am I the jerk for bringing a gift for both of DZ's kids to Danny's birthday party?
Yeah, you're the jerk.
Fine. Ooh. Why?
Elaborate, though, Maddie.
So, ultimately, yes, they're little kids now, so it may not matter as much, especially since he just turned one. But, like, as they get older, they're really, like, it's his birthday, you know? Like, it's different, like Hudson was saying, if it's, like, you know, a different occasion and you're bringing both kids a gift, but it's his birthday, so you're taking the focus off of the one kid, I think, is ultimately what it is.
I totally was. You're right. And I did not care, which is, I guess, that's why right, I'm Allie. The jerk.
You robbed Danny of his first birthday experience bringing Sammy a toy, too. What
and is Danny wrong looked with at you? Me and he went, goo goo gaga. No, you didn't.
He looked down and said, wait, what?
He said,
what
okay. is that? He said, I'll remember this one day, Auntie Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Villain mode activated.
All right, so Maddie says,
I love the logic.
She says, I'm the jerk. Fine, I can take it. Thank you, Maddie. You have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye. All right, Allison's in Racine. She's got a great name. Let's see if her point of view is just as amazing. Hi, Allison.
Don't gas good her morning, up. Let her
morning,
answer
first. Good morning, DZ.
Me?
Morning.
Try to fix the election? Never.
Try to butter her up. Boy, let her say her piece. What do you think, jerk or not the jerk, Allison?
Yeah.
Allie is definitely not the jerk, woo! And I will tell you why.
Yes. Checks in the mail,
y'all got
sister.
The same name.
Correct. And checks in the mail. I paid her. But Allison, exactly. Why else?
I will tell you this. I grew up with an aunt who did not have any children, mm-hmm. and it was just me and my sister. Aww. And every single birthday, Lauren's or mine, I got a present. Or she got a present.
Aw, see?
And it was literally because she wanted to know that we were still important, even though it was someone else's day.
See?
Now, I will tell you this. We got the present off to the side, usually in the very beginning, with no real spotlight on us.
Uh-huh.
And then we played with that while our sibling opened their presents.
When right.
Cue the violins.
And the participation trophy, because Allie just showed up with one, didn't she? For Sammy. Here, I'm the participation trophy parent, aren't I?
Hey, I love where she's coming from,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's
honestly.
True, though. And I'm the one who's going to be suffering, by the way, because I'm the one who's going to be broke when they're older, and now I'm committed to doing two gifts. So whatever, okay?
You did this to yourself. Honestly, though.
Honestly.
But it's the thought, and it's the love, and it's the energy behind, like, hey, I know it's their day, but we love you too.
Right.
Right? And I can't exactly. disagree with
it's
that.
It's a love
that's
language
really
for me.
Heartfelt.
It's like, I'm bringing you a gift because I love you, Sammy, and if your parents yes. are mad, I don't care.
Exactly.
Because I love you.
Correct. More than them. But I also love them. But more than them. Because you're little
but
and cute.
This is about you. Because you're cute.
Now. Today. You're cute today. All right, Allison. Thank you for calling. You're,
have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too. Bye. Yo, she really held you down.
She did.
Said
but
no.
But not it wasn't even like, sense, yeah, it wasn't even like she was trying to hold me down. She just had good points, you know?
It was 100% solid. Doesn't matter that you paid her.
All right, last but not least, our boy Adrian's in Milwaukee. Hi, Adrian.
Wepa. Good morning.
Oh, three good mornings. I might be in trouble here. He's trying to...
He's a tiebreaker.
He's buttering me up right now.
Listen, I almost agreed with you, Ali. But that last part was the nail in the coffin when husband said it.
What?
When he said that, he was like, you're taken away from that day.
Ah.
And so, I was like, man, when he ended it, that was like the mic drop.
Yep. 100%.
Well,
he
maybe
really did.
We need to get Hudson into pre-law. Maybe he's going to be a court guy. I mean, maybe he's going to be fighting cases.
Maybe. Hey, look, I'm riding with him on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. But, oh, so he's saying, yeah, he's calling me the jerk.
Yeah, he's saying I'm the jerk, so that makes me the jerk, yeah. Adrian. Fine, forget
like,
you.
I have two kids. I get it.
And as parents, is different.
That's what I'm
as
saying.
As parents, it's 100% different. Because, yeah, no, we're going to focus on the kid whose birthday it is. But as uncle, as Titi.
But, as me as an uncle,
yeah,
I still treat them the same as I treat my kids. If it's their day, it's their day.
Well, that makes one of us. Okay, so I'm the jerk, Adrian.
All right, fine.
I still love you, Ali. I still love you.
Well, I love you too. But I'm not bringing both your kids gifts if you invite me to the party. I'll tell you that, Adrian.
Not after today.
Bye, Adrian. Have a great day.
Later, fam.
Fair enough. Okay, so he said Hudson actually brought him around to you're taken away from the birthday boy. Fine. That's fine.
He was about to agree with you until Hudson Mike dropped it right at the end, and that's kind of what did it for me, too. I can't disagree with his logic. Fine. I know where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. As Titi Alley, I know where you're coming from. 100%
fine,
no. But I also got to stand with my boy on this one, yeah. Right. I think you are the jerk.
I'm taking the L on this one, everybody. Allie's admitting she shouldn't have bought both gifts, even though I'm going to do it again every year for the rest of my life. Have a great day.
Now I got giant toys in my house because of you. That's why you're the jerk. You loaded my house up.
My bad. Hey, guess what we're talking about next?
What?
Something that I feel we can all relate to and get behind.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. It's something that was happening this weekend to all of us. Oh. Trust me, when I say, if you're not angry about this, you don't have a pulse. And trust me, everybody's angry about this.
All right, now you got me confused.
Everybody that is listening has a feeling about what I'm about to say next. I don't care who you are.
Trust me. I'm not a mad person. What?
Hold on. Kiss FM. You got a very naughty mouth on social media, DZ. I cannot say this on the radio.
Uh-oh.
But I will say it on social media very shortly because, DZ, I hope you're as mad as I am. I don't know how you're not. I feel like the main theme of this weekend was how I'm so over the election text messages.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
what is going on this year? I know. Even my children are getting election texts. Owen and Hudson, 11 and 13, are getting the same spam we're all getting. It's not like it's directed at adults, voters.
How is that not illegal?
You would think it should be, and maybe after this election, we have such a problem with the spam this time, it's by far the worst. I mean, we can all agree on that.
I'm getting 3 messages a day. No,
I'm getting
this is
aggressive. 12 a day. I'm not getting 3, I'm getting 12. And I thought maybe if I voted early that would stop it, but I'm realizing it has nothing to do with it because they're spamming everyone, including my kids, who they would know are kids, or they wouldn't, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, and they come to my door, I'm like, you guys are really making me not appreciate the electoral process this year. I'm trying really hard because I'm gonna vote, and I always do, but what are we doing? This is insane.
And it doesn't matter which direction it is. Like the text from anybody,
they're from both sides.
Annoying.
I don't care who they're from. It's too much.
I don't care about Brad. I don't care about Casey. I don't care about Tim. I don't care about Karen texting me. I don't care who you are and who you with, what you doing and what
and
you want.
Stop
don't
texting me like it's you. I know Trump and Kamala are not texting me. Okay, just stop. Okay, can you not? Hi. Okay.
Okay.
No, hey, so what are you doing when you get these texts? Are you just ignoring them? Because I've been doing specific things with every single message that I've been getting.
What
I'm
do you
not
mean?
Playing this game.
Well, I delete and report, and then I think the more I delete and report, that like they're gonna, the gods are going to hear me, and then I just get 12 more the next day, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, I've been doing the same thing, and my theory was, if I'm deleting and reporting, then that's clearly blocking the number, so they're just texting me from a new number. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if I was doing it to myself and creating such an issue, because it is aggressive, and I'm about ready to just really change my number, get a burner phone. I don't even know.
I feel like we're not alone, because I know everybody's going through this right now. Somebody texted in, DZ, and said they got 24 yesterday.
In a day?
24 texts, election. Yes, I'm DZ, I probably get 12. I'm not even exaggerating. It's unbelievable. And I'll get them back to back to back from different numbers.
Yeah.
And then I'll delete and block, and I'll get the same text from a different number.
Bruh.
And I'm like, you guys are insane. Kristen and Campbellsport texted in and said they have been peeping me. I think she meant something else. Off too. I'm with you getting 12 plus political messages a day. Tomorrow can't come soon enough. Like, please, I cannot wait for tomorrow.
All of a sudden, it's going to stop dropping. It won't happen for another 4 years, right? Or two, depending on what we're doing. But the point stands that we've been so aggressively attacked by text messages.
Yep.
There has to be a change for next time.
Something.
I don't care what it is, but there is no way that you or anybody else is going to be comfortable enough with this amount of contacting. This is aggressive.
This is crazy harassment.
It's just harassment.
I 100% agree, and that's why I'm saying, after this election, if they don't do something about the laws and the rules and how you can contact people, because this is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a new level of insane with these political texts. They're insane. And the calls I don't get, by the way, because my phone silences them, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't see
them. The potential spam now, instead of rather than just like they said, potential spam, blah, blah, blah.
But I get all the texts. Oh, makes me crazy, dude. Listen, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Everybody,
how do we stop
breathe.
The text?
We can't.
How do we stop these texts?
And the phones are all lit up because everybody's probably as mad as us right now, dude. And I feel them. 414-533-1037. We're talking about the election text. It's Allie and DZ on 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Kind of good morning. Now you got me charged up.
I know.
Really, I'm not an angry person, but this has been getting me fed up, bro.
I swear I'm getting 12 at least a day. The election cannot come soon enough. This weekend almost sent me over the edge, and now people are on the phone. They want to discuss. But Christina, it looks like, sent us a voice message on the app from West Alice. And here's what she had to say, DZ.
Okay, so let me say this. I am sick of the text messages, the phone calls, the mail, the junk mail. Like, it's literally crazy. I'm over it. I cannot wait for this to be over.
Amen!
Really,
Christina,
really.
We feel you so hard right now, girl.
I ain't even gonna lie, bro. Like, I'll throw away the papers. The junk mail, I won't answer the door. I can ignore those things.
Mm-hmm.
Me getting a text message from a number that I don't know is absurdly aggressive, and I'm done. That's what I'm the most upset about, is these text messages and these cold calls. Even the cold calls, we get away with because now our phone blocks it for itself, and I know it's potential spam or a telemarketer. These texts are coming in. How do we block that, bro? That's what's got me charged.
Well, Christine in Waukesha said she hates these texts. She texts back to one side where she says, eat gravel and die. Do you know what's
funny?
See,
but then you're opening up a conversation. Why are we texting back? No.
She said, but now she gets so many, she just goes, ooh, no, and then reports them and deletes them. Oh, all right. Megan is in Muskego. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
We're losing it over here. These political texts are sending us all over the edge. How do you feel?
Seriously.
I agree. It is out of control.
Insane.
Like, I don't remember it being this bad.
It wasn't. Like, it wasn't. It was not.
And the mail. And, well, someone mentioned the mail, too. That's all that's in my mailbox.
Oh, it's I literally pull everything out of my mail and put it right in the recycling bin. I'm like, this is such a waste of money. Mm-hmm. You guys,
and I was thinking that too.
Well, and half of them, let's be real, because we're not going to talk about sides, but I will say these political ads are hysterical. They're so obnoxious. Oh, it's like, they're going to murder your family and eat your heart. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I don't have time for this. I got my neighbor annoying me.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
This is crazy.
Well, then you got to worry about the neighbor too.
Everybody's going to die if you don't
vote. That's the next commercial. The next commercial is like, do you know who your neighbor is? If you vote for blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's
like, my favorite text message that I get is like, I don't really look at them, but I'll see the first couple lines. Mm-hmm. The one is like, oh, hi, this is Brett Favre. And I was like, okay, come on
I
now.
Saw that one. I was dying
this
laughing.
It's Ford.
And I was like, go away, Brett Favre. Don't you have some welfare scheme to rip off right now or something? Did I say that out loud? Bye. Oops. Have a great day, Megan. Okay.
Bye.
All right, Megan's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Megan. Oh, no, Nikki.
Nikki.
My bad. We were talking to Megan. This is Nikki. Yep. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Well, how do you feel about all these election texts? Because DZ and I are done. Done.
Well, I was going to say the same thing that I got the text from Brett Favre yesterday.
Did we all get that?
How come Brett didn't text me?
So
hold on.
What, he didn't? Well, shocking, he only texted the women.
I'll forward it to you.
No, thank you. No,
I won't because I deleted it and reported it. I can't.
I heard somebody knocking on my door yesterday, and I don't answer the door because I know nobody's coming over for me.
Mm,
so I check my cameras, and there's a male and a female standing at my door, and they're knocking, they're ringing the doorbell, they're knocking, and then all of a sudden on my cameras, it shows that they opened my front door. And
what?
The guy is actually looking in the windows of my door.
I
hear him on the camera say, oh, it looks like nobody's home.
Oh,
it would be on if I saw that.
Somebody's coming out the door right after. Coming outside. Yo, yeah, we coming outside and I'm having some words. You ain't gonna be opening and touching my stuff like that. No.
Next level.
Nah.
Yeah. So annoying.
It's ridiculous.
It's too much.
I literally cannot wait till Wednesday morning.
Same. I cannot either. It's like we've never wanted to break up with somebody so bad in our life. We're all breaking up with the election right now, which is sad because we have the freedom and the democracy and we should love this part of our country and we all are just furious because everyone's making us crazy.
But where's the diplomacy of over attacking people? That's what it is. We're
harassment. It is harassment. I agree.
I'm not only getting texts for myself, but they're sending me texts for somebody named Jasmine. They're sending me texts for somebody named Delfino, and I'm like, I'm not these people. Stop.
Jasmine and Delfino put your number down so they wouldn't get the text. You know what? I'm going to start pulling Allie's number.
Forget you, DZ. You know what? I hate you. Goodbye. I was talking to DZ, not you, Nikki. All right. Well, peace be with you. To get through tomorrow. I feel like
let's just woosah. Deep breath in.
On Wednesday. That's what everybody's going to do Wednesday morning. Everybody's going to have a shot.
Well, not everybody. Half America's going to be mad, half's not. But anyway, we are at least going to be done with the text messages, and that's where we're going to leave it. Goodbye.
We can agree on one thing. Bye.
You're right, DZ. The one thing we can agree on is we want it to be over. That's the one thing we agree on.
Please and thank you. Can't come soon enough.
I actually have someone on the phone who likes it.
What?
Edwin, our boy in Milwaukee. He said he supports this, but I need to hear more from him. Edwin.
Buenos dias. No. I don't support it. Oh. I'm just on the opposite end. I don't get anything just because of my friend.
What?
He had set up something for me that anytime any telemarketer, anybody wants to email, spam, text me, they have to pay me for my time for me to read whatever they got.
Whoa.
Okay.
Put us on game. Yeah. Edwin, put us on game.
Fill us in on what this is and how do we do it.
Honestly, I don't know how my friend did it. All I did was I told my friend I'm fed up with messages, people knocking on my door, and he actually told me that for next election, he's going to give me my own sign to put on my yard that if anybody want to walk on my lawn, to tell me anything, they got to pay me for my time.
Well, yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to get in on that.
That's what I want to know. I want to know what the, how do we do that? And how do we, because I thought I was already ahead of the game by like having all my calls silenced, but they're somehow getting through all of that and we're all experiencing it right now.
This election, I haven't received one text message. The only thing I receive is stuff in the mail.
Edwin, dang it.
Because that's inevitable. That's inevitable, right? Like, but you ain't got not one text message. You are the only person that has said they've not gotten not a single message.
You know what they should do for us? Well, now, maybe that's not very American. I was going to say, find a way to block political mail from coming only. But they'll never let you do that because free country. You're just going to have to deal with it. But I am going to throw it right in the recycling bin no matter who it comes from every single time. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. If I miss a bill payment, it's because I was just throwing the mail out, not even looking at it. I have so many political things in there, I was just going right to the bin.
Hold on. Can we talk about one more thing quick, Edwin and DZ? Who doesn't know who the hell they're voting for at this point? Like, really? You're on another planet right now. If you don't know, I don't know what to tell you at this point.
Yeah, I'm flipping a coin at the polls anyway.
Are not. What the hell, DZ?
Hey, Jones, give me a... Buenos dias. What's the word? Now, somebody's been making national headlines? What?
Am so proud of him. Brew, our afternoon guy, did you see what he got?
No, I did not.
Dude, Brew made the Sexiest Man Alive issue of People magazine!
Brew, what it
our
do?
Our Brew, who's got a... He's got a hot girlfriend, and they both have 9 million followers on TikTok. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but not. But our very own Brew made the list this year, and I was like, not surprised, but that's awesome. We know somebody on the Sexiest Man Alive list. Our afternoon guy, Brew, made it, dude.
That's our guy. We know him personally.
Brew is like the next Ryan Seacrest. I swear he's like the next Ryan Seacrest. He was on the Circle. He was.
He's everywhere. He's 100% the next Ryan Seacrest. No, you know what? Nah. He's the next Brew. That's what he is.
He's the next Brew. He's his own man. Well, did you see who the actual Sexiest Man Alive was this year?
Wait, Brew didn't win?
No, he didn't win. He's not famous enough to win. Let's be real.
So who came in second? So who came in first?
I'm going to say I have complained in other years that they were too old. Like when they do, even though I appreciate like Patrick Dempsey.
The George Clooney's. I'm like, enough. Patrick Dempsey.
Let's take it a little younger. So we have finally survived this year. And on the cover is none other than Harry Styles. Hello.
Oh, really?
He's the sexiest musician, but he made the cover. Because now they're doing this thing too where they put all these different covers. Categories. And I'm like, nobody's buying the magazine anyway. Come on.
We all seeing the pictures online nowadays. Yeah. I mean, you really only get the magazine if you like a super, super fan of either the person or the magazine.
They did do a list of like the best. They kind of did like best musician, sexiest this, sexiest that. And do you remember, did you see the guy who was cheering for his wife at the Olympics? Hunter Woodhull. Did you watch him? Is an athlete as well, and he was cheering for her, and it was like the sweetest thing. He got a sexiest supportive partner, of course. America voted that, and then
we just look at a name, anything, and put sexy at the end of it.
Well, they're trying to like put all these lists, like sexiest first time dad, Robert Pattinson. Like, okay. Justin Bieber's
where was
on
this
there.
3 years ago. 3 years ago when I was having Sammy for the first time, where was the sexiest dad then?
Right?
Why are we only doing it now? Oh, I'm offended.
Right? Well, Zach Bryan and Shaboozy also made sexiest musician, but not before Harry Styles took the entire title from everybody.
Man, I gotta be honest, man, and I know people aren't gonna like this statement. I don't think he's that handsome. And you know I'm not a hater. But I'm not a player hater, bro. When somebody's cute, if you handsome, if you good looking, I'm going to acknowledge that, man. If you think if I think you a good looking person, I'm going to say that. Guy or girl, right? I don't think he's that cute.
Do you know why? Really, I'm going to allow it. This is why I'm going to allow it. Because when I saw him at Pfizer, I was thinking, this guy does not care what anybody thinks. He's coming out in male clothes, female clothes, nail polish. He's dating one of the hottest actresses at the time, right? He was with Olivia Wilde. I'm like, this guy doesn't care what people think. Makes him hot. It's his energy. I don't care. It's like, I'm going to wear a dress on this stage and you're all going to think I'm still hot. And we're like, woo! You know what I mean? He just carries it. I don't know how to explain it. Harry Styles has this confidence, and maybe that's why his solo career is doing better than the others, if you want me to be honest, because you feel that with Harry, you know? And that's just my opinion. So I say because who he is as a person, which is ironic because this is all physical, but it should matter.
It's physical.
It should matter because we look at them differently.
I'm not mad at the crop top overalls, Poppy. You rock your style, do your thing. Like I support it fully. Rock totally. The fuzzy pink jacket all still night long. Hot. Let me rock it next.
I feel like he's.
If we're talking about looks, though, it's not giving. It's not giving enough for me, bro. Nah,
that's fair,
man. I think there's far more attractive individuals out there, especially in the musician field.
Well, I feel that way every year when they come out with this list. I'm like, Patrick Dempsey's cute, but come on.
Like, who's coming up with these lists? I feel that.
Maybe they're just sick of doing Chris Hemsworth over and over. I don't know. I don't even know if he's made the cover, but you know, there's like few that stick out that you're just like, I guess they're sick of that guy again.
What was Buddy's name? Hardy, the guy that plays Venom.
I don't know this guy. You know this guy.
No. That's the wrestler.
Somebody texted in.
Tom Hardy.
What about him?
He's a handsome dude, and I know at one point he got voted like sexiest man alive or whatever, or sexiest actor, something. That when that one hit, I was like, okay, I got you. I feel that.
For sure. The actor. Like, see, attractive. And Tom Hardy does nothing for me. Nothing.
Nah.
See? No. That's why I'm like looking at him. I'm like, nah. No thanks. No thanks at all.
Harry Styles does it, though.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Julian Oak Creek texted in. She said, I agree with DZ. Meh. Meh.
Very meh.
Harry Styles is
not an
meh.
Ugly guy.
No, not at all.
Guy, but he ain't number one for me. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else texted in, really? Harry Styles? I don't know. Okay, 414-533-1037. Who should have been the sexiest man alive then? Or is Harry Styles not hot enough? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Who would you put then?
I'm calling it. Give me a second to think about it.
I got one.
Spring it on me like that.
I got one.
Put on there
people may get mad, but I don't care because he is tall, hot, doesn't care what people thinks, not afraid to show the world he's madly in love with his girl, and he's in one of the most masculine sports on the planet. Travis Kelce. Hey, I love him and how he doesn't care and how he'll dance at a Taylor Swift concert and be like, yeah, what? I love that about him. That's that same vibe.
Well, then I'm going with his brother, Jason.
No, because Jason broke somebody's phone. It was amazing. Did you see that video? Somebody was, I don't know, filming him. He took it and he just threw it down the ground and kept walking. And nobody said a word because it's Jason Kelce and everybody's Jason afraid of him.
He really said, fight me, though. What you going to do?
He absolutely did. All right. 414-533-1037. Who should have been on the Sexiest Man Alive list? Or who should have been if it wasn't Harry Styles? Who do you think should have made it? And DZ, when we come back, you're going to tell us who you want it to be, okay?
I got you. I'll tell you mine on the other side.
Call, text, or send us a voice message on the app. Kiss FM 103.7. Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Congrats to our very own Brew, who's our afternoon man that you might see in the Sexiest Man Alive issue of People magazine, because he made the cut for one of the guys. It's very exciting.
I didn't get the memo. Nobody told me to enter. Wow.
Same.
Well, I wonder. I wonder why, Allie.
I said my Sexiest Man Alive this year would be Travis Kelce because of how just hotly in love he is with Taylor Swift. And he doesn't care what people think. He doesn't care when people make fun of her. He gets out there and he supports her at her shows and he sings along and it's hot. And I love it, dude. I love that about Travis Kelce so much.
He owns it. No, I respect it. I mean, and he's a baller. So it really puts some respect on his name, too, right? Yep. Like he's got pull in both senses now.
Yeah. Let's go to Stephanie in Racine this morning. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you feel about Harry Styles being the sexiest man alive?
I don't get it.
No.
She said, false.
Okay, so who would you put up there then? Yeah, because I agree. It's not it for me.
Jonathan Bailey.
Who's Jonathan Bailey?
What the hell? Here comes my Google moment.
He's in Bridgerton, and he plays Fiero in the new Wicked movie.
Oh, you had me at Bridgerton. yes.
I'm unfamiliar with Mr. Jonathan Bailey, but all right, good on you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hot. Not the sexiest man alive, but hot. I'll give him that.
I'd say I do think he's more attractive than Mr. Harry Styles. No offense, Harry. Yeah, I agree. I agree. More attractive.
I think it has to do more with just like Jonathan Bailey's just whole attitude and his whole he has this just vibe and swag to him.
Mm-hmm. This is what I'm saying with the Harry Styles and the Travises. It's the attitude and the swag. That's what makes them so much hotter, is not caring what people think. And that's exactly why we love them, is because we're like, oh, they're so authentic. We want to be around them because they have that authentic vibe, you know?
Fellas, I'm just saying, y'all better be taking notes. You ladies are putting y'all on free game, talking about the sexiest man and giving y'all these little tidbits.
Yep.
Fellas, I'm just saying.
Confidence is everything. Thank you, Stephanie. Have a great day.
No problem. You too. Have a good night.
Bye. Good day. All right. Trevi's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Trevi.
Good morning.
How do we feel? Harry Styles, sexiest man alive, or hell no?
No.
Well, then who is it?
I would say Timothy Chalamet.
That's a good one for this year, because even though I don't find him hot, it's the confidence once again, and that's why Kylie Jenner's with him. Let's be real.
Absolutely. Or not him, I would say Chris Evans.
Old school to me. He's not old school, but it's more like 3 years ago he should have been it. No?
I mean, have you not seen him with his Captain America suit on?
Well, I'm not looking at his face. I mean,
neither was Trevi.
Bye, Trevi. Have a good day. Oh, that was awesome.
Hey, high key though.
Yeah.
I had to look at who Timothy Chalamet was.
Oh,
right?
Willy Wonka, Kylie Jenner's boyfriend. He's in a ton
of
stuff.
Dune. Yeah. I've seen him, and I'm like, oh, this guy. Of course, he's been in plenty. He's good looking. That's a good looking brother right there. That's a good, yes, he should have won. Whatever they was doing, he got it.
He's sitting there smoking cigarettes, and Kylie Jenner's still making out with him after. He's got something going on, okay? Let's be real. Something's going on there.
Cigarettes are gross.
Gross, that's what I'm saying. If she's with a smoker, what is this guy doing?
Unless he's doing it for a role. You think maybe he's doing it for a role or something? You know, these actors be method acting and really dipping into the whole life.
I would say maybe she smokes too, but whatever. This is a dumb conversation. Okay, who cares? Really cares.
Know.
Let's move on. Allie's in Genoa City. Hi, Allie. Good morning.
Hi.
So who is the sexiest man alive if it's not our very own Brew, who made the issue? And if it's not Harry Styles, who is it?
I would say Ian Somerhalder, but I feel like he wasn't up for it. I think Penn Badgley.
You guys are pulling like the Gossip Girls.
Yep. And you.
Y'all are throwing all of these names out at me that I have no clue who these people are.
You don't know who Penn Badgley is from Gossip Girl? It doesn't even ring a bell when you Google him?
Nope.
Come on. Nothing?
Nope.
The new series, You.
Oh, he's the star of You. Thank you. You know,
that guy. Yeah.
You know You.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Y'all think he's handsome?
Well,
y'all gonna let him kidnap y'all? Y'all let him kidnap y'all?
Listen,
like that?
He was hot.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help from mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not before probably. You. She said problem. What is wrong with you?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.